WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. Listen to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
Role model.
Sunday night, and it's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use carrier code ROCKSECOND for an item shop. It's hashtag epic partner. Not so scuffed as last night's stream, but still kind of scuffed. Stream. It's Sunday night. It's Wrestle Talk Radio. I'm the producer, joined as always by the intern.
You had to play the new Def Rebel version of that, didn't you?
Because I used it on Thursday, and it's a sound that went through perfectly. So that's where we're at.
I know. I just hate the part where it's like you have like the lead in, and then it hits the guitar, and then it's just the part of the instrument goes. Role model. I'm like, oh, fuck.
You gotta let them know who the person is. It's a role model.
I understand that, but they do that for every Def Rebel song has some kind of thing said in the first 10 seconds of it.
Damage control.
That's their signature. It's awful.
Chelsea Green. Who else?
Let's see. They did they've got Rhea Ripley. No. Well, no, it starts with "This is my brutality," and then it goes into the.
But that's not Def Rebel. That's another.
Well,
band.
I think they did the first part, and then they used motion. They used the other band.
I don't know. It was back in the day. It was so simple. You just had to hit a glass shatter, and you knew who it was.
But also AJ Styles, you don't want none, and then the horrible remix.
Yeah, but at least
that
he
was
got
old
his
Def
old
Rebel.
Yeah, but at least they got his old one back now.
Oh yeah, that was probably in the contract renegotiation. It's like, I get my music back, right? Yep. All right, cool.
And we also have the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here waiting for you guys to quit bantering back and forth about how much you love and hate different types of music. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, back again. And tonight, streaming live on twitch.tv/WTR Live. Come and join us. This is a chat room, by the way. We're going to be previewing Elimination Chamber,
which takes place this Saturday on the Peacocks and the Netflix.
You make that sound so naughty.
How does that sound naughty, Tim?
The Peacocks and the Netflix and chill.
I didn't add the end chill part. You added.
No, but I heard it in my head, so, you know.
Okay.
So we got four matches and a thing to talk about as well. And we're going to start with the thing.
Look out, we got a thing.
So this past week, this past Friday, they tore up the script for SmackDown. And they announced that WrestleMania 42 is coming to New Orleans.
That's all it was.
That's all it was. But no, oh wait, there's more. The final boss showed up and told the world that he's bringing WrestleMania to New Orleans because he used to wrestle in Louisiana, so that's why he's bringing it to Louisiana. I heard that like at least five times in the post show. He wrestled there. He wrestled all up and down Louisiana. That's why, because he had no idea the reason why they're bringing it to New Orleans, but he had to bullshit something, so he bullshit something. And speaking about bullshitting something, he's also coming for Cody Rhodes' soul.
Like you do.
Like one does. He also mentioned that it doesn't have to lead to a match.
Corporate champ. Corporate champ. Corporate champ.
So does Cody Rhodes sell his soul to the final boss?
I'll let Tim go first. I have an idea.
Does Cody sell his soul to the final boss?
Yes, that's the question.
I've got a simple one-word answer. No, period.
But why not? He wants to make him bigger than he is right now, so he would be, you know, as big as the current people's champion.
Yeah, he's gonna play it off with some kind of an angle about integrity and coming from the royal family and respecting his dad and honoring Dusty and all that other stuff. That's just how I see it. That's all.
So you don't think he sells his soul?
No.
I think Brent has an idea. What's your idea, Brent?
I think someone else sells their soul. I think Cody will turn it down, and he'll be like, I'm going to treat this with, you know, integrity, and, you know, I'm not going to do this. This is not the kind of person I am.
Sounds like what I just said.
But someone will sell their soul for the opportunity.
And who would that be?
You can't see him.
Uh-huh.
John will become so desperate to win that 17th, and we already started to see it when he placed himself in the elimination chamber. He's talking about what's best for business. This is where we get the Rock Deadly Games 97, except it's going to be John. And we saw something like this last year when Dwayne turned into the final boss. He came back as, you know, the beloved Rock. Everyone thought it was great. He's back. He's going to compete at WrestleMania. And then Cody took his opportunity. And Dwayne shifted instantly to become the heel. And he played it up. What better time for John Cena to do something like this than on his way out? You have him sell his soul to try and win the title on his way out.
And it doesn't happen right away. It happens at WrestleMania.
Yeah. The lead up, like, John can win the Elimination Chamber. And he can still, like, hey, this is going to be a great match between us. And, you know, don't listen to Dwayne. I know what it was like. I've been at Mania twice with him. I know that. And then it happens at Mania. And he, you know, like, towards the end of the match, something happens. And Dwayne screws Cody. And you have that moment where him and John just raise each other's hands in the center of the ring.
I honestly see that it could possibly happening. Because it's different, but yet the same. As we've always seen.
Yeah, it's lol Cena wins, but just picture the Monday night after WrestleMania if John walks out in a nice suit holding the belt on his shoulder and is just like, this matters more to me than anything else. I gave my life for this company. I earned this. And just have the fans boo him.
Everyone wants the heel turn.
Right. And the funny thing is we've seen John being businesslike over the past couple of years. Now, he's still hustle, loyalty, respect, but he's been very matter of fact. And now he talked about him being at WrestleMania is the best thing for what's going on. He only has the 1 year left. He knows his time's running out. That causes someone to become desperate at times. And Dwayne's in the position to make that happen.
He sure is. They started something like, hey, we're bringing Dwayne in because Dwayne, I guess, had some time left now that he can do something. Might not be able to wrestle, but he can do something.
He can sit outside the ring. He doesn't have to have a full match.
Nope.
And then it can become this idea of Dwayne as authority figure and Cody and perhaps even a Roman opposing him.
C- could be interesting.
Plus, it would end up, you know, you could have the ultimate counterculture person sit there and talk about, like, I knew this was going to happen 12 years ago. You know, he came in from Hollywood, stole the belt, held it hostage. I tried to warn all you people. Now I'm going to do something about it. Phil.
Yeah, I mean, there's many possibilities.
And it gives you the chance of having, like, if you want, like, a heel authority figure, you can have that in Dwayne, because someone else ain't going to do it. And I don't think Hunter wants to jump on camera. Like, I think he'll come on to do some things, but I think he wants to just run the business side of it.
When he needs to promote something, he'll be out there. When he needs a handout of a championship, he'll be out there. Make an announcement, yes. But he's not the...
But I think...
He's not going to be the guy.
I was going to say, well, Hunter will be out there as the representative. He won't be the character. The character can go out, you know, a character can go out and be the heel authority figure that you need at that moment. Hunter can just be the face of WWE and not have to take any sides and deal with all of that. He did that for years with the authority. He doesn't need to do it now. It's the same with Sean. Sean can just go out and be, you know, the head of NXT. He doesn't have to take the side.
It will be interesting to see what they end up doing and how they end up doing it, because they're banking on us to do something, it seems, because Rock's working coming to Elimination Chamber, so, you know, that's new.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't planned originally, but here we are.
Kind of threw a wrench into some of the plans, I think.
I think it's, once again, changed triple threat matches into other things now.
Just slightly.
Unless the favor is to turn corporate Punk.
Oh, God. Punk walks out in a suit. Oh, God.
Imagine.
But the thing is, honestly, if you told me that, I could see it working for the simple fact of when Punk came back, what was his phrase to the camera?
He's not here to make friends. He's here to make money or something like that.
Yeah, I'm here to make money. And so, honestly, if that's the thing, hey, my favor is to get in the title match and he wins it and becomes the corporate champ for Rock, then, hey, I'm here to get the biggest check possible, and that happens when you hold this belt, so.
Corporate made Punk.
Oh, wow.
It works.
It does.
It works.
The fun thing is, though, is it allows you to take some of these ideas and be able to run with them, because we don't know what's going to happen quite yet. I mean, who knows? Maybe Cody goes, screw it, I'm in, to really throw a wrench into people's ideas. And then it becomes Cody who turns corporate with The Rock in his corner up against the good old boy John Cena.
And then you still swerve it at WrestleMania, too.
Yeah, you could still do that, or you have Cody turn dark and he becomes the full corporate champion and everyone can hate on him for a little bit. Because some of the fans are complaining that Cody's gotten a little stale. He's too babyface. There's options that you have with something like this. That's the important thing.
And that's the good thing about wrestling, having options.
That makes sense, of course, not just thrown together.
I mean, this is just thrown together, but anyway.
Yeah, but at least if someone comes at them with a chair, they'll know to move.
Uh-huh.
Oh, was I not supposed to? I'm sorry.
Taking shots. Anyway, that's the Dwayne situation. That should be cleared up, maybe at Elimination Chamber. But we have four matches to get into, and we'll start with the one match that isn't official, but it's unsanctioned. It's Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, running it back one more time.
Kill each other. They're going to fucking kill each other. And they can do it, because it's not official.
Oh, they're going to entertain the shit out of everybody is what they're going to do.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be fantastic to watch. But you're going to sit there, and I mean, you know these guys know each other, and they know how to protect each other, but they're going to do some really stupid shit because of that. Like Kevin with a package pile driver through a ladder because he's done it before. Maybe Sammy brings the dive through the ring post back. Who knows? But yet these two are going to beat the high holy hell out of each other, and because they're doing the unsanctioned match here, my guess is this is not going on to Mania. They're blowing Sammy this up now.
Yeah, Sammy with a blue thunder bomb off the top rope.
Oh, God. That top rope brainbuster that he breaks out every so often.
Yeah, could you imagine that?
But Kevin may have someone else on his plate here soon, and Sammy may have to deal with TikTok from what we've seen. Who knows?
That's a big corporate battle. You don't want to battle with TikTok these days.
wrong TikTok, Rock.
Oh. My bad.
Different TikTok.
Although, I will say, the vignettes that that Karrion Kross has been doing online. Bravo, sir. Bravo.
He's maximizing. He's maximizing the exposure.
He's trying to make something out of it. I'll give him that. But like mocking the Sami Zayn like status update video,
mm-hmm.
doing another one with the full wig and beard. It's just like, oh, you goddamn troll. But I mean, he's trying to make himself an opportunity. I won't fault him for that. And Kevin may have to atone for some past sins at WrestleMania. He may have to deal with someone that has voices.
He may, because we haven't seen that in a bit.
Because he could show up either this weekend with it being an unsanctioned fight, or we get Karrion involved here and Kevin gets his win and he talks a bunch of shit, and in the, 2 months leading up to Mania?
Someone
can pick his spot.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to take long for that story to come about if that's what they're going to do.
No, it won't. So, Tim, who wins this unsanctioned battle?
I got Kevin coming out on top. He's going to come out ruthless Owens like he has been. And Sammy's going to be putting up a valiant fight, and we're going to all be entertained as shit. And then at the end of the match, we're going to worry whether or not Sammy's been killed or just has a broken neck.
All right. Brent, who wins this unsanctioned fight?
Owens due to a cross interference.
Interesting.
It's not going to... it's an unsanctioned, so it's not going to be a DQ, but I think Karrion Kross comes out or he gets involved and hits Sammy with something, and then Kevin will capitalize, hit either the package pile driver or something and put Sammy down. And that way you can build that storyline, and then again... You have 2 months to build Kevin versus who I think he's going to be facing with the Viper on television. Because they may have do they have a Saturday night's main event leading up to it? Okay, then yeah, like on Raw leading up to Mania, you'll have Randy show up and...
SmackDown.
Or SmackDown. You'll have Randy show up and put his hit out on Kevin.
They're going to be overseas in March, so it'll be easy to just sort of surprise people with an appearance.
Well, and it's also in line with... I mean, Randy does have the kind of Shawn schedule now where it's a little bit on, a little bit off, and he's been gone long enough that when you get, like, right after Elimination Chamber, you're getting into Mania season, and so he'll gear up for that. Because I don't think you're going to have a Mania this year without Orton.
I don't think so, but stranger things have happened.
Oh, right. They could have absolutely other things planned, but I just think with this, Randy and Kevin can be a Mania match between those guys. Sammy and Karrion a Mania match? I don't think so, but you never know. I mean, we've seen weirder matches for Mania, like the Pride versus the Final Testament.
That put butts in seats.
I saw something and they were like, Mania matches you probably forgot about. And it was that when I went, oh yeah, I kind of did. Whoops.
It happened.
It was there.
It was there. It filled some time on WrestleMania.
It took two times to put someone through a table.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's that battle. We have Nia Jax and Candice LeRae teaming up to take on Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus.
Tiff and Trish.
Interesting pairing.
Well, they've had interaction before. It was backstage and when Tiffy was a heel, but they had interaction before.
They did have interaction before.
It gets Trish involved in Toronto, so good on that. And I think it's a way of helping Tiffany get over as a face more, because she is kind of a tweener a bit. But yeah. pairing her with Trish against Nia and Candice, I think puts more in people's head. This is your, she is your face champion here.
And her being laid out and taunted by Charlotte Flair is helping that cause as well.
Yeah.
What do you think about the match, Tim?
Tiff's definitely going to get the baby face rub thanks to Trish. It's Toronto.
I mean, weirder things have happened in Toronto.
Don't even get me started about weird shit happening in Toronto, because I could spend a week talking about how terrible that town is. Anyway, Trish is definitely one of the city's biggest icons. And... you can't make it's case of try and fail. No matter what you do with Trish's character, she can't be a heel in her own hometown, even if she is a heel everywhere else. Just won't happen. So she is going to give the shine to Tip, and Tip's going to come out even stronger character-wise because of it. Now, I'm giving the win to Ball Trish and Tiff, so she's going to get the double rub. And I'm giving the win to Trish and Tiff because, again, it's Toronto and it's Trish Stratus. And Vince is nowhere to be found.
I think you need to get Tiffany the win here because you need her going into Mania looking as credible as possible having to go up against Charlotte. Charlotte has always been... You know, the Charlotte in the Bank. When she comes back, she gets her title shot. She's been the forerunner of the women's division for a long time. The first actual women's champion from the Diva, you know, from the transition to from the Divas Championship. And even when we talk about that historic main event from, was it 37, 36?
Which main event?
Or 35, the Triple Threat. Becky, Ronda, Charlotte.
35.
When we had that, it was, you know, everyone wanted to see Becky versus Ronda, and then Charlotte got put in it. But, like, Charlotte's been involved with all of these big matches. She has the gravitas. She has the, you know, iconic name. And I think for this match, you need to get Tiffany the win here so that she's on a bit of a roll going into that so that it feels like she has a chance. You don't want her to lose and then having to go into Charlotte because then it becomes everyone goes, oh, little Charlotte wins. You want there to be some question in people's minds of, can Tiffany pull it off? You know, will she have a Rhea Ripley moment where she beats Charlotte and Charlotte kind of is sitting there on the apron or sitting there against the ring kind of going, all right, you got one on me. Good job. You did it. And I think you don't have to have Nia take the pin here because if you want them to, you know, if you want to keep Nia quote unquote strong, that's what Candace is for. But Nia can still go in there and look like a beast, and yet Tiffany and Trish can put on a good performance against her to make themselves still look strong overall.
The women step inside the Elimination Chamber for at the Women's World Championship. You have Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Naomi, and Roxanne Perez. What are we thinking?
God, I don't want Liv Morgan to win. I don't want Liv Morgan to win.
I don't think she's going to.
I am so sick and tired of her fucking feud with Rhea Ripley. That was the reason why I didn't want Rhea to win the title. Because I remember when we picked that match, Tim was like, oh, this can keep going to this. And my response was just, I don't want it to keep going. I wanted it to end. I want you to move Liv on. I want you to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, and I hate saying this, to me, Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania does nothing for me. I would look at that match and go, eh. You know, if it's Alexa Bliss or Roxanne Perez, I'm like, okay, some new blood. That would be interesting. I think Bianca and Naomi are going to be diverted to something else. I don't know if that happens here or if that's in the lead up, but I think the two of them will be busy handling some matters. I would love to see like a Roxanne Perez get a shot. I know some people might say that it's too early for her, having, you know, just kind of transitioned up to the main roster. But then again, remember she was what, number three in the Royal Rumble and lasted to the last spot. And they've been high on her for a long time. She is the prodigy, and I think putting her up against Rhea would be good because Roxanne, I think, works good with a larger opponent. She can use her speed and she can be sassy as all hell as needed. Alexa, I think, has the pedigree to be able to, if you put her up against Rhea Ripley, you know, I think it's a good matchup and people will be interested in what happens there. I know I haven't talked about one person. I'm sorry, Bayley. But I mean, she's multi-time champion. If she were to win, I think there's something behind that as well. Her and Rhea could put together a good match, but I want Alexa or Roxanne. The only problem is I have a feeling they will probably go, like, Liv.
You really think it's going to be Liv?
I don't want it to be, but she's also, like, there's the storyline that's there. And so I could see them kind of trying to run with that.
So that's your pick.
I'm not fully locked in yet. You can go to Tim, and I'll try and get it sorted out here in a minute.
All right, Tim, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that they're going to be cooking up new plans for Liv. I don't see her winning. They've done Liv versus
Rhea.
Thank you. Ad infinitum. I mean, that story's been told and told and told, and there's no reason to revisit it. But of everybody else, the most likely and the one who looks like she's going to probably win, my money will be going on to Alexa. But I don't think that she's going to win. I think that it's going to be somebody recently called up to the main roster who can be allowed to have an absolutely fantastic match and showing against a much larger opponent, not win the title, and still be elevated by the match for the future.
So you're thinking Roxanne?
Oh, hell yeah.
Interesting. So we could,
we've
we
seen
could
it before with call-ups.
We have.
And it seems to be pretty damn effective. How long did it take Rhea to get into the main picture when she was first called up?
Right away.
How long did it take Charlotte once she had a program with Natty after she was called up? It
took a few months.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, it was close enough to being called like almost immediately. I mean,
no, because it was the when Charlotte called up, there was the whole three-way situation with all the girls, the nine women. And it took a while to get through that before Charlotte was in
PCB title. Era.
Yeah.
It was a few months, but I'm talking about in like the grand scheme, the big picture. It wasn't that long.
I would have gone, I mean, if you wanted to do the ultimate, you know, how long did it take someone from their call up to get here? Paige?
I was just going there next. So there's ample precedent. And ample precedent of success when they do that. So it wouldn't surprise me. And that's why I'm picking Roxanne.
So, Brian, what are you locking in?
Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going with the storyline I would hate. I'm going to go with... I'll take Tim's first pick before he settled in on the call-up. I'll go Alexa, because why not?
Well, I didn't say she was my first pick. I said that she was going to
win. Well, you mentioned her first, so.
She was going to win. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take a shot on Lexi, because why not? I'll probably be, I'm 99% sure I'll be wrong, but I don't care.
The men step inside the Elimination Chamber for a shot at the Undisputed WWE Championship. It is Seth Rollins, Damian Priest, Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre, CM Punk, and John Cena.
I'm not even going to go on a long preamble or anything like that. I'm just going to pick the winner, John Cena.
Rock, what if this is how we get to the triple threat?
Explain how we get to the triple threat.
CM Punk wins the Elimination Chamber. John Cena gets desperate. Dwayne puts him into the match at Mania because he's just going to say, like, you know, no, it is best for... Not full sales giving away that Cena's turned, but just like, you know, he has the gravitas, he has the, like, he's earned his spot here. He fought in the Elimination Chamber, maybe it's under sus conditions, but like, I'm gonna put him in here. And that's where you do the screw job on both Punk and Cody. And you set up Cody and Punk as this kind of, like, weird alliance of, like, well, we both got screwed. You go after Dwayne, I'll go after John. And you have that going on.
It's a theory.
Is it an Austin theory?
No.
God.
But would A-Town down.
Man to check, would you have seen it break the record as a heel?
Fuck yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, you'd mark out for that. But Cena's not turning heel on his last go round.
Why not? He's got nothing to lose.
Not going to happen.
I would love to see him turn heel and watch your reaction if it does.
Okay, if it happens, I'll videotape my reaction.
So you're going with the corporate made Punk?
I'll go with CM Punk, but he's not turning corporate for this. Although that could happen at Mania. Who knows? No, I have a feeling that for these picks, it's more like what I want to see happen than like sure Cena wins, lol, gets into the title match. Okay. And then you could have him turn at Mania, like we talked about earlier. I think something like Punk would throw people off a bit because it's like, okay, Punk gets to face Cody, and John's sitting out there, And what does John, like, does John, does this cause him to kind of further want to slip because he lost at Rumble, he lost at Chamber, and it's like, he starts to get more and more desperate because he knows the door is closing. He is on his last run. I think that's more telling than, okay, well, Cena wins Elimination Chamber. He's in the main event of WrestleMania. Or a main event of WrestleMania. Also, I feel bad for Drew and Logan and Damian and Seth because they're just afterthoughts in what we're discussing. They'll be there. They'll put on good portions of this match, but eh.
They really don't matter, is what you're saying?
I think that Drew and Logan are going to cancel each other out because Drew's got a good memory.
I mean, the other thing that could happen is Logan screws Punk, but I don't think Logan versus CM Punk is what anyone wants to see at Mania.
No, that match needs a hell of a build-up first. Before
I mean, don't get me wrong. People would love to see Punk beat the shit out of Logan Paul. I just don't think anyone wants to see it on a Mania stage.
And I stick with what I said. That thing needs a slow boil long build up.
There you go. That's the Chamber.
This is what's happening this Saturday night in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Yeah.
That was terrible. Okay.
At least I'm acknowledging it.
Yeah, at least you're aware of that statement.
I phoned it in. I wasn't even trying because if I was trying, it would be perfect. Trust me on this. But anyway, that being said, next Saturday night, we're all going to enjoy Elimination Chamber. And the next Sunday, you all come here and listen to us tell you what we think about it.
Indeed.
But there's a whole week between then and now. Well, okay,
let
6 days.
Let the good times roll.
Hold.
Kane Kittens just subscribed for 25 months.
Thanks, Brent.
You couldn't wait?
No, we got to get into in before the show ends. So we got to get the sub in. It's perfect. It's what you do.
I was just saying, he could have waited until after the plugs are done, because they're starting now, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw's post-show!
Have you ever watched Twitch? This is what happens. Just subs interrupt with the flow of the thing. It's normal. Anyway, tomorrow night, Raw post-show, 10:30 p.m. Eastern-ish. We'll talk Monday Night Raw.
It sounds cool. You know, I'm really, really curious as to what Lindsay has to say about Elimination Chamber, and I am willing to bet Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern I'll be able to tune into the rack and find out. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we're going to talk everything Elimination Chamber this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on the rack.
I'll be doing what I usually do, listening while I do dishes, or because it's only 8 p.m. Mountain Time, and that's usually when I do the dishes, except for Sunday. I do those at 7 because we do this at 8 Mountain. Anyway, that's beside the point. What are you doing Saturday night?
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. So it's another edition of CB Radio Live.
Talking Elimination Chamber on CB?
No, we're doing a normal CB Radio.
Well, that's really, really magnanimous of you, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, as mentioned previously, we'll be back 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, basically 1 week from tonight to review Elimination Chamber. So tune in for that and get all of your news, updates, and info on the WTR Network on social media.
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Twitter, X, I'm on there. Follow me at Flames Forums. Just follow me at Flames Forums. That's all I'm going to say.
Brent?
You can find me on a couple of different socials on X/Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. Either of those will pretty much work. You can also find me Saturday nights on CB Radio with the Interns Corner and getting a full 100% on the Saturday Night Live characters, true false.
He did do that.
Right.
Chat, as a reminder,
What?
Let me finish and then you can do your shout out. Chat, reminder, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Games. Switch out by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use Creator Code Rock to Fortnite. I am shot when you buy new battle passes, Marvel Avatars, Adidas, Nikes, and more, because hashtag I'm your partner. Now you can do your shout out.
Yeah, shouting out to our buddy Casey, mere weeks away from rejoining us as a regular on Sunday nights. You can find him all over the World Wide Web at Kyle Driver, Pile Driver, but with a K. And check out his Redbubble and buy stuff off of him.
There you go.
So, now, that's it. Rock, send us home.
Go home.
That was weak.
WildTalkRadio.com.